USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. U.S. health officials say that when schools begin, vaccinated teachers and students don't need to wear masks inside school buildings. Aaron Sauber Schatz of the CDC.
We've done a reevaluation of the science, and the science has showed us that we know what works to help keep schools safe and open. So anyone who's fully vaccinated, they don't need to mask indoors. They don't need to physical distance.
The San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus is facing a wave of backlash after offering up what is described as ironic humor about fears surrounding children and the gay agenda. The backlash came after the chorus posted a video in which members sang about indoctrinating children into being more concerned about fairness and justice. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
A Louisiana police officer died in a hospital Friday night after suffering a gunshot wound to the head during a confrontation with a suspect near a local high school, according to reports. Officer William Billy Collins worked part-time for the force in Doyline, a village in Webster Parish that is located about 22 miles east of Shreveport in the northwest corner of the state. The suspect was transported to a hospital with life-threatening injuries, KSLA-TV reported.
Maria, N-U-R-R-A-Y-A.
That is correct!
Zyla Avant-Garde became the first African-American winner in the 93-year history of the Scripps National Spelling Bee. She twirled and leaped after spelling the winning word, Mariah, a genus of tropical Asiatic and Australian trees. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The United States is sending officials to Haiti in the aftermath of the assassination of the nation's president earlier this week. And Haiti has asked for several hundred U.S. troops as well. CNN's Matt Rivers in Port-au-Prince.
There are at least 17 people detained at this point. We say at least because this number continually has been fluctuating. We know that at least three people have been killed, three suspects have been killed at this point, and we know at least another eight people remain at large at this point. The number of suspects that have been identified, and this isn't broken down necessarily just between detained and at large, the authorities just saying of all the suspects that they have, 26 of those 28 suspects are Colombian nationals.
A suspect has been arrested in the Georgia Gulf murders. More from Lance Pry.
Cobb County Police in Georgia have announced an arrest has been made after three murders were discovered at an Atlanta suburb golf course last weekend.
The lone shooter, who's now been identified as Brian Anthony Rogan, he has been charged for the murders of Eugene Seiler, Paul Pearson, Henry Valdez. Rogan was arrested in the Shanley area, and he has ties to the metro Atlanta area.
Police Chief Tim Cox Thursday in front of the Cobb County Police Station. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.